Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele, and we got a couple things today, and that's about it. Should be a light and easy day, unless something happens after I record this, because I'm doing it early. I got a lot to do today. So, if something does, I will post it on any of our Eastern Sierra Now platforms, and you can see it from there. So, anyway, I have to head up to rehearsal early today for Lovesick. That's right, that's the Sierra Classic Theater play that is going on by John Cariani. The first show is February 11th, that's this Friday, at Tom's Place. If you're interested in tickets there, it's 760-935-4239. Then the next one will be Valentine's Day, that is Monday the 14th, and that is at Warming Hut, and that's 970-581-8856. And then again on the 15th, Dos Alice Cafe, 760-965-0345. And it is a hilarious little play. And again, I mentioned the other day, this is the first time, I believe, in the, I mean, at least the Mammoth Bishop area, that there will be an indoor play or a performance of any type like that since the beginning of quarantine in 2020. There has been two things outside, as far as I know, and so, I mean, I could be wrong. If I was, please let me know. I don't mean to misrepresent anything, but I believe this is the first inside theater, so that's, it's kind of a big step back to normal. So, I've got to get up there to rehearsal, because I'm in two scenes away, thank you very much, and we'll do that. So we're going to record this news a little bit early. It's a really interesting little story I wanted to read from Jason Blakey at The Mammoth Brand. And if you don't know what The Mammoth Brand is, then you haven't been paying attention. The Mammoth Brand is a local mammoth gear spot. I don't know what you'd call that. You buy clothing, you buy gear. It's all through The Mammoth Brand. So, and it's not one of those where it's like you go to the gas station and pick up a shirt that says, you know, my mother-in-law went to Mammoth Mountain and only brought me back this stupid t-shirt. It's not one of those kind of things. It's really, really top-end athletic gear, t-shirts, sweats, beanies, stickers, I mean, anything that you can want, all with really cool branding, good design, everything about it's really cool. So you need to head over to The Mammoth Brand. You can get there at themammothbrand.com or head over to easternsierranow.com and see the links there. But Jason's a really good guy, and he has been helping us with snow reports as well as this, which I thought was very interesting, so I'm going to read it to you. He posted this just 2 days ago, and I think it's pretty spot on. The best après-ski party in the United States. Mammoth Mountain is known for a lot of things. An epic park, huge snowfall totals, expansive terrain, awesome spring skiing, but Mammoth has never been known for their party scene. Until now. Well, I think you might not have been going to the right parties there, Jason. Mammoth Mountain renovated Canyon Lodge a few years ago, and up until now, they haven't been able to fully utilize the upgrades due to COVID. Some of the improvements include a new cafeteria, escalators at the front entrance, rooftop decks, and an indoor-outdoor bar set up that opens to the slopes. All of the upgrades are awesome, but the indoor-outdoor space has allowed them to slowly create what is probably the best weekly après-ski party in the U.S. Admittedly, I have not been to every après-ski party in America, but I find it hard to believe that anything else compares to the party at Mammoth Mountains Canyon Lodge every Friday and Saturday. The DJ plays nightclub-style music from an old-school gondola propped up above the patio area just above the bar. There is a large sliding glass door that creates a super cool indoor-outdoor space where the patio eventually turns into a dance floor. The vibes are good as skiers, snowboarders, and snow bunnies all party together. Some still have helmets on and goggles. Even if you disagree that Mammoth Mountain has the best après-ski party in America, it's still worth checking out. It goes off every Friday and Saturday starting around 3 p.m. and usually goes well past 5 p.m. Thank you for that, Jason. That's a really good description of the party that goes on up there. And I've seen some, I've not been, but my good friend Maurice is the MC for that, and he sends me pictures constantly, and it's pretty awesome. I mean, it's huge up there, so you should definitely go check that out. It is worth seeing. And again, thank you from Jason at The Mammoth Brand for that. Don't forget to head over to Eastern Sierra Now and subscribe to us. That is the easiest way to get all of the news in the area. Just subscribe with your email, and every time a story is posted, you get hit up about it. So you will never be in the want when it comes to local news. Remember, there is prescribed burns yesterday and today. So then potentially tomorrow. So if you see some small fires taking off in the hills around the Mammoth area, don't worry about it. That is supposed to be there. So we got a little new player here today. I reached out and got some information. And again, if anybody's listening to this and you have access to any coaches or are a coach for any of the high school teams in the area for any sport, start sending me the information and I will post it and read about it on my podcast every day. So this is the Husky Boys basketball. That's funny, Husky Boys basketball. I'm one of those. They beat Fraser Mountain 93-52. That wasn't even a close game. So they played well tonight. And that was yesterday night, of course, is what I meant, against Fraser Mountain. So the quarters went down like this. First quarter, Mammoth scored 26 points and Fraser got 8. Second quarter, Mammoth scored 27 points, Fraser got 10. Third was 26 and 20, and good, Fraser stepped up right there. And fourth was 14 and 14, and that ended with a 93-52 score. So leading scorer, and it looks like leading steals, yeah, it looks like leading steals, and quite a bit of assists there, was Leo Daniels, 26 points. That's an entire quarter of scoring by himself right there. Well done, Mr. Daniels. 7 steals, 5 assists. Benji Castro, 15 points, 12 rebounds, 4 steals. Matt Petroni, 10 points, 5 steals, 3 assists. Tyler Jones, 8 points, 8 rebounds. Nice. 5 steals, 6 assists. Hey. All right. And Matt Toomey, 7 points, 12 rebounds. Yeah, that's, he must be a tall kid. That's a lot of rebounds. Overall record, they are 15 and 6. And the Desert Mountain League, they're 5 and 6. So the remaining games, Thursday versus Rosamond at home, varsity girls at 3, varsity boys at 4:30, and then Friday, Fraser Mountain. So let's get out and support those guys. And again, if you have any information about sports stuff, even just pictures, say you're a parent and you have pictures, send them to me. I would love to be able to post some pictures of these kids playing, because that's the coolest part about, well, other than just playing the game, of course, is being able to look in the paper or online or watch something that has you scoring. And that's one thing that's cool about what we have that like a radio station or a newspaper doesn't. I can put together a little reel. So if you have some video of some cool shots or some dunks or something cool that's happening, hey, send it to me. I will put that together and show it. And then your kid can show everybody what it is they do. So get on that. If you have anything about that, that'd be great. So we're going to end today with our little segment from Mammoth Lakes Tourism and our favorite Emily Bryant. I'm sure there's multiple Emily Bryants out there, but this one's our favorite.
Welcome to the 5 and 5, a weekly report on the latest in tourism news. 1. Come cheer on our hometown hero athletes in Beijing this Saturday night at 8 p.m. at Burgers for a live viewing of men's snowboard slopestyle qualifiers. Show up in your best USA gear and cheer on our hometown heroes. Follow up on Sunday at Lakanuki at 8 p.m. for men's snowboard slopestyle finals. Check out the complete Olympic schedule online at olympics.com. 2. The Mammoth Lakes Tourism Board of Directors held its regular monthly meeting this week. If you were unable to watch it, you can view the recording online at townofmammothlakes.ca.gov. 3. Mammoth Lakes Tourism partnered with Visit California and other California destinations to host a California training session in Japan. Club California Japan had 180 attendees with both the travel trade and media represented. With Japan a few months away from opening its borders to international outbound travel, the goal was to keep Mammoth Lakes and California top of mind for future international travel by Japanese nationals. 4. The Winter Trail Challenge is underway. Register now and attempt to complete 50 miles of trails throughout the rest of February. You could win a $500 gift card. Don't wait. Go to mammothchallenge.com to register and get moving. 5. Winter in Mammoth Lakes was recently highlighted in the Italian publication Lulop.com. The article titled Mammoth Lakes, California, Plan Your Adventure on the Snow has an ad value of $1,200. Have questions or looking for further information? Contact Laura Kaylor at LKAYLOR at visitmammoth.com.
Mammoth Lakes.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Emily. That is fantastic news. And Okay, that's going to be it for today for Eastern Sierra Now. I would like to just thank our patrons real quick. Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, Dee, Tomatohead, Margaret, and Chandra. Thank you so much for supporting local news. And if you are interested in becoming a patron, it is patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. Or go to Eastern Sierra Now, and there is a big red button that says Become a Patron. And that gets you stickers and t-shirts and shout-outs and all that kind of stuff. But most importantly, it helps you support local news, which is a huge deal. So, thank you all very much for listening. This has been Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now. Talk to you tomorrow.